One of the shows that I like to watch on TV is a show called Shark Tank. And maybe some of you have heard of it, or maybe some of you have seen it. The premise of the show is that a startup company will come and they'll pitch their business idea to a group of wealthy businessmen and women, who are called the sharks, in order to receive more capital for their business, in order for it to grow. And what usually happens after the startup gives their pitch is the sharks will ask them probing questions about their business. And the individuals representing the startup usually either sink or swim at this point, because you begin to realize what their numbers are like, what their plan is, and whether or not this business is actually going to be able to grow. And usually the reason that I've noticed when I've watched this show that the sharks don't invest or not is really more of an issue about foundation of the business. It's not usually a problem of detail. It usually has to do with the fact that the startup has a problem, a foundation, when they don't want to pivot or change their business strategy in order to make the business grow. So generally, it's not in the details that are the problem, but rather it's about the big picture strategy. And this is what Jesus is trying to get us to see in the gospel. He's trying to get his disciples to look at the big picture of what it means to follow him, that they have to carry their cross. They have to carry their cross. We often want to have Christianity without the cross, a Christianity without sacrifice, a Christianity where we can live comfortably, where we can come to Mass, listen to the readings, hear a homily, receive the Eucharist, and then kind of go about our week and not necessarily remember or always pay attention to what we've heard the week before. But unfortunately, that's not what Jesus demands of us. We have to conform our life to him and realize that the sacrifices that we make are the cost of discipleship. You see, the calculation that Jesus is talking about here with these two parables, both the tower construction and the king planning to take his troops into battle, it's not about precise details. We can't calculate in our own spiritual lives, we can't calculate every individual move that we take. We have to leave room for the Holy Spirit to be able to guide us. But rather, this calculation is about having a firm foundation first. So, for the person making the tower, it's about knowing the total cost ahead of time. For the king, it's knowing how many troops he needs to march into battle. Both of those things are about setting a foundation first before you proceed with the action. And for us, this calculation, it needs to take into account our possessions. Now, possessions in this context, they're not just about material possessions, although Jesus does talk about this in other places in the Gospels. Rather, possessions here are talking about things like prioritizing certain relationships over God. Specifically, Jesus is talking about familial relationships. Now, Jesus is not saying that spending time with your family is a bad thing. But we do have to analyze if those relationships that we have, if they get in the way of our relationship with the Lord, or if those relationships are moving us closer to the Lord in the way that we spend time together. Those relationships, unfortunately, can sometimes become an idol. And this can be a problem when those relationships get in the way of our spiritual life. And I think the sense that we know that this is happening can be when we and our families are living a constant sense of activity, not necessarily making that time for the Lord, not setting that apart. So for instance, think about, do you place your children or your grandchildren's activities like sports or music or whatever other activities they might be involved in above other priorities like going to Sunday Mass or maybe praying together? Or do you find that your evenings are filled with watching TV and doing homework, and maybe you don't always get that time to be able to spend during the week to pray together as a family, whether that's just once during the week or maybe several times during the week? And as school really gets started and these activities begin, I think it'd just be a good idea to prayerfully take stock with this and to really calculate that foundation. Where is the Lord in our family life? Where is the Lord in the midst of the busyness of our life? And do we make time for that? And the same, too, can be applied for friendships, with activities that we might do. So we can spend too much time hanging out with our friends in some capacity, golfing or hunting or going to a bar or working out or whatever it is, that the Lord is not necessarily present in those moments, or we don't feel that he's the center of our lives. And as priests, we have to do this too with our time. Deciding, am I spending enough time on my parishioners at my parish, or praying with the obligations that I have, or other prayers that I decide to take on? Or am I making time and excluding those things at the best of other things, maybe things that I'm interested in? Now, I'm not saying here that we shouldn't take time for leisure, because I think we actually do need more leisure in our culture. That's a whole nother separate homily. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't spend time with our families in these activities, because they can create great memories and they can be a great bonding experience for us. It can be very important to our lives, and the Lord can be very much present in those events. But what we have to look at is just the frequency of them and whether or not they get in the way of our relationship with the Lord. Again, if we're putting the Lord at the center of our lives. Because in the end, what it means to really take up our cross is about a willingness in our lives to often sacrifice, I think, time most notably, ability, relationships, hobbies, and interests for the sake of Christ. It's not that Christ wants us to abandon these. In fact, Christ will probably take these and raise them up and use them in some way and will be rewarded for it. So I would encourage you to try taking this with your families and looking at your priorities, looking at how you spend your week, and finding where Christ might be able to fit within that. And you'll probably find that your relationships as a family will grow stronger because God will become the center of your life in a very profound way. The final thing that I want to say is that the crosses that we often have to bear in our life, they're often given to us. It's not something that we have to invent or create. Often they come from the struggles that we have to endure, or the weaknesses that we have, the limitations that we face, and the sacrifices that often just seem to usually appear in our lives. We don't have to go out inventing things. A lot of times it's right there in front of us. There are plenty of things that we can offer to the Lord and unite to his cross as we make these sacrifices and as we look for ways to unite ourselves to him. Because in all of this, whether it's how we spend time with our families, with our friends, finding those crosses or discovering those crosses, rather, in our life, that in that way we'll start calculating the right way about the foundation that we need to build. And then our mission to take up our cross and follow Christ will become more and more clear.